I have a special interviewee in the studio this morning, someone who has never been here before, Kari Hedin, a community conservationist for Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District, working right out of Two Harbors. Thank you so much, Kari, for being with us this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's so fun to have you. It's a first time. And we often have Lake County Soil and Water people in here because soil and water is so dang important. And you guys are doing such important work. So we are here to talk about the native planting project. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but out on the break wall. But first, Kari, tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be working here doing this particular work.
Sure. I grew up in the Twin Cities, but my husband and I moved to Duluth in 2004, and he grew up in Little Marais, so we feel like we're North Shore people. I've also worked in Ely, and I started at the Soil and Water Conservation District, or SWCD for short, in July of 2022. And since then, I've been working on projects related to water quality, native plant restoration, and we do a lot of work with private landowners, helping them, you know, determine where their wetlands are. Do they have resource concerns like erosion, stormwater problems? And we have a lot of different programs for landowners related to forestry, erosion, those kinds of things.
Very important things. And it's quite a team of you in that little house down on First Avenue. How do you like working out of a little house?
I love it. I've got a view of Agate Bay. I can see the boats come and go. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's a great location. All right, well, let's talk about this particular project that I think probably interests many listeners. I know my husband and I walk by it every morning and go, ooh, how's that doing? And it's a ambitious project. We've talked before about Tansy on the radio station, and it seems like it's in an area where there was a ton of Tansy. Tell us what you're doing and why.
Yes, sure. So when I started, those of us kind of got together in the office, and we knew that there was both state and federal funding available for kind of native plant restorations. And those are important for several reasons. One, they're just a really good demonstration project to show people how they can use native plants in their own landscaping. Mm. They can help stop erosion because they've got deeper root systems, they're longer lasting. A lot of these plants are adapted to the North Shore, and erosion is a big concern along the Lake Superior coast. And then the third one is just pollinators and the fact that all pollinators are declining. And so if we can bring back the specific plants that certain pollinators need, we can help support their populations long term. So we looked at that, and then I want to mention that this project is funded by three grants. One is through the Lake Superior Coastal Program through the Minnesota DNR. One is through the Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Resources. They have a Habitat Enhancement Landscape Program grant. And then the third is through the Lake Superior North One Watershed, One Plan. So it's really exciting that all three of these grants aligned in terms of the priorities that we were looking at. And so, yeah, we went out there and we saw all the tansy growing on the shore and, you know, and the erosion problems that are happening there. And so this seems like a great opportunity. And so the requirement is to have property that's publicly owned. And so this is DNR land.
And so very visible, too, I'd add. I mean, a lot of people see
so
this,
many visitors.
This spot.
And so, as we've been working out there, a lot of people have stopped to either even help us or, you know, ask what we're doing, show support, ask questions. And we're always open and willing to ask, you know, answer questions and talk about what we're doing. And so, yeah, part of it is trying to show people that you can landscape with native plants. And it does look different than a mowed lawn with a manicured flower bed. But we're trying to do something different here. Landscape with native plants to help with pollinators and show people how this can be done. So,
So did you start by like mowing down the tansy? It was like waist high there.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Thankfully we have a big heavy duty DR mower because it was like, they're like woody canes, right? So they were getting chopped up by the mower. And the idea is the more we can control the invasive plants at the beginning of the project, the less work we'll have to do long term. So,
and that whole area was pretty much tansy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the DNR has been, you know, they burned it a few years ago. It's just really hard to control without some concerted funding and effort. And so I should say we did enter into a cooperative agreement with the DNR so that we can work on their property, you know, and we're working in partnership with them. And so, yeah, we mowed the tansy down. So if you go out there now, it's covered in snow, but there are several signs up. And so we're trying to kill most of the invasive plants without using herbicide. We'll probably end up using a little bit, but that's why the black plastic is out there, if you've seen it out there.
Yeah, tell us exactly where this is.
Sure. So if you know where the DNR boat launch is, Lighthouse Point, that whole area, along Agate Bay. So like if you're standing on the shore, you can see the ships getting loaded across the bay. So we're on the other side. So there's kind of several parts to it. And, you know, we're trying to do things like we don't want to block the views of the boats. We want to make it look attractive. And yeah, putting the plastic out there is probably the ugliest step.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a lot of work keeping the plastic stuck to the ground.
Yeah,
it's
you've
been really windy.
Picked quite the fall and winter to try this. I mean, there's been tons of southwest wind. I've noticed it's ripped up several times. So do you just keep getting out there and redoing it?
Keep redoing it. It kind of feels like making the bed, like pulling the sheets up all the time. So, but thankfully there's snow now. I'm so excited that I can stop doing that for a while.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and then now what? What happens in the spring?
Sure. So we still have some places that will put black plastic again in the spring that we didn't get to this fall, and just kind of generally preparing the site. And then we're going to hire a contractor that hasn't been decided yet to come out and plant native seeds, native plant plugs, trees, and shrubs. And again, in thoughtful ways that aren't going to block views. Yeah, and then just kind of maintain it from there. So, and it might look strange the first couple of years because we'll actually be mowing the native plants because that actually helps establish their root systems.
Okay.
So it might be a while before it really looks beautiful, but if we do this intentionally with, you know, established methods, we're going to get a good response.
So is the idea that the whole area, like from the break wall down to the old docks, that whole area is going to be native? I mean, it seems like the tansy is just going to squiggle in there wherever it possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that it will be overwhelmed with the natives.
That's the hope.
Okay.
And also the fact that our office is only a few blocks away. And so we really want to keep an eye on this. We're invested in the success of this. And the idea is, you know, in the coming year to, 10 years, we'll be out there controlling the tansy.
That is a major undertaking. And I'm so glad that you found the way to undertake it, because I think this one, it's big enough to make a real difference. Now, isn't it true? I'm wondering how soon you're allowed to start planting stuff, because doesn't tansy have to sit there for a year before it isn't going to come back? Or are you pretty confident you can start in the spring?
Well, have to, just because that's the terms of the grant.
Okay.
And the idea is if the black plastic is down, it actually will heat the soil and kill the seeds. And we did actually cut all the seed heads off this fall. So at least this last year's crop of seeds didn't get the chance to really distribute.
Okay. Well, we will be watching. Is it going to look kind of a wild field?
Kind of like a wild field. It'll be a mixture of trees, shrubs, and then taller grasses and flowers. And the hope is, it's for pollinators. So we want a variety of flowers out there.
Yeah. And I would think if it really takes root, like you say, if you can watch it for the next 10 years, then, ultimately those native plants are going to be stronger than the tansy that's trying to overwhelm them, or other invasives.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hope, I guess. But it will be a great way to find out, And then is there any talk of, if you go along the Peninsula Trail that is also overwhelmed with tansy, is there any attention to that yet? I've often wondered if it's just, there are still wild raspberries that have survived that. But other than that, it just seems like kind of hopeless. And we've thought about just trying to pull it out manually ourselves, but it just seems so overwhelming.
Yes.
So I don't know is there any eye on that as well?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we've looked at that and gone, we can only do so much with the time and resources we have. But it's that idea of we'll start here and kind of see where things go. And I think this could also serve kind of as a methodology for here's what worked. Let's try it in other places going forward.
Yes. Well, that is so encouraging. I mean, for years, it really has felt like we're just sort of standing by as the tansy takes over the town. So thank you so much for your work with it. How would you say, have you sensed a lot of interest in this, or are people not really noticing this yet?
Oh, yes. Again, just when we're out there, I'd say that's when people are interested. What are you doing? What is this about? And so we have several signs out there saying what it is, and we have our phone number. And so anybody's welcome to come into our office, call, email. We're happy to talk more. And then the idea is, in 2024, we're actually going to do a little more outreach and have, meetings and maybe do some garden walks.
Because you want people to be curious and do it themselves.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. I'm speaking with Kari Hedin. She is the community conservationist for Lake County Soil and Water here in office here in Two Harbors. Kari, are there any other projects that you would like to shout out while I have you on the radio?
Sure. In a little bit, I hope to come back and talk about a tree planting grant that we have for both Two Harbors and Silver Bay.
Ooh.
And we're also going to have a cost share. So landowners, anybody who has concerns around forestry, erosion, water quality, come and talk to us because we have some funding available to help.
Great.
Landowners. So.
And are you mostly working with people out of town or a lot of people in? Can you work with people even if you just have a tiny little lot right in town?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So great. Well, thank you so much, Kari. And we will have you back as soon as you're ready to talk about tree planting. We're all about tree planting. All right. You take care.
Thank you very much.
That was Kari Hedin again with the Lake County Soil and Water. And what a new fun person to have on this radio. I'm sure we'll have her again.